Hi, welcome to the Talking Greyhounds podcast for this Wednesday, March 8th. Simon Harrison with you. Mark Duclos, good afternoon.
Afternoon to you, Simon.
Righto, let's first of all reflect on the big Group 1 racing from the Meadows last Saturday night. The Australian Cup and the Super Stayers, and the Cup went to Fanta Bale, who I believe might be heading to 20 for the Golden Easter Egg.
Yeah, she certainly is. It was an absolutely memorable night, Simon, not just because of the racing on the track, but also off the track as well. Terrific crowd at the Meadows. The entertainment for the patrons that got trackside was absolutely first class. And it was just one of those nights where, you know, great to be involved in greyhound racing. Everyone was in a great mood. The racing was first class. Jason Thompson had a tremendous night. Last Wednesday, of course, Andrea Daly prepared 9 of the 12 winners at the Meadows. And on Saturday evening, Jason Thompson, who's only got 21 greyhounds in work, he actually prepared 6 of those winners, including the Group 1 Superstayers winner, which was Trip to Eden. But as far as Fanta Bale is concerned, we spoke to Robbie Britton earlier in the week, and although he's really tempted to step her up over a long distance, the 720s, he's just going to relent at this moment and keep her fresh for the Golden Easter Egg Series, which kicks off on April the 1st. So she'll head to Sydney as far as that series is concerned, and the final for that race with $250,000 for the winner. And that'll be staged at Wentworth Park on April the 15th.
And do you think she'll acquit herself well in the Golden Easter Egg Series? She'll be running into some pretty stiff opposition.
She is, but she is a class animal. She's now on 3 Group 1s, 2 over the 600 at the Meadows and 1 over the 525. And look, many people, including myself, wrote her off last week, primarily because of the box, much to our chagrin and empty pockets, but because she came out running off the outside draw. The trick to Wentworth Park is you've got to be a good beginner and you've got to be in the leading division in that first turn. And look, box draws play an almighty role in determining whether a greyhound wins races or whether it gets through to finals, and then you're in the lap of the gods there as well. So if she gets the right box draw in both the heat semi-final and also the final, she'll be tough to beat. But if she ends up with squeeze boxes and can't get near them, it's going to be tough. But as I said, she's a quality animal, won over $500,000 in prize money, and I won't be tipping against her again unless the cards are heavily stacked against her.
And just on the Super Stayers, Duke, Burn One Down, who was a long odds-on favourite, came out of it with a legitimate excuse.
He did. It was a race of contrast for trainer Jason Thompson, because not only did he have Burn One Down, who finished at the tail of the field, he also prepared the winner in Trip to Eden, who thoroughly deserved his Group 1 win in the Super Stays. After the race, it was found that Boom One Down had suffered an offside and nearside triangle muscle injuries. And then on Monday, Jace took Boom One Down to his own vet, and they found out that he's got an offside hock problem as well. Now, this will mean that he's off the scene indefinitely, but he will miss the Gold Cup Series coming up at Wentworth Park. And Jason's already ruled him out of contesting the Group 1 Association Cup Series, which is run in conjunction with a Golden Easter Egg there. So disappointing to see him finish at the tail of the field. But at the end of the day, we just want to see him back on the track. And Jason said he's got no immediate plans other than to get Burn One Down back to 100%. And then he'll reassess the situation and see what happens from there.
Well, last Friday, Richmond was washed out with all of the rain that we had. Unfortunately, the card, which was going to play host to the heats for the Oaks and the Derby, was moved back a week. The whole series moved back a week, so the final now on March 17. But this Friday night, Duke, you'll be trackside, and we have those Oaks and Derby heats on.
Yeah, I'll be there for Sky Racing 1. And I've got to say, Simon, this is one of the best provincial meetings I've seen in a very, very long while. We've got Victorians that have come up. We've got all the good local dogs, all the city class, free-for-all chasers at Wentworth Park. They're all converging to Richmond on Friday evening, and the feels are sensational. We'll go through the Oaks heats first. In the first heat, which is race two on the card, 3 Victorians here, and I think they're going to fight it out. You've got BT Swift drawn in box 1, Strike a Light in box 3, and then Uphill Jill in box number 8. Strike a Light and Uphill Jill finished first and second in the Group 1 National Futurity at Wentworth Park in January. I like Uphill Jill from the outside draw. It's $3 each at 3. So that tells you how difficult it is for the bookies to assess and also for the punters. But that promises to kick off racing in a really good style as far as the Oaks are concerned. I go across to heat number 2 and the favourite, Debbie Chance, off the outside draw. I actually thought that Where Art Thou from box 2 would be tough to beat. She's only had one run back from a spell, but She loves the fence. She'll drop out, run home. She's drawn box number two, currently $3.90. Race four is the third heat of the Oaks. Macharlie Mia, which won the Oaks in 2016. She hasn't been seen at Richmond since last year. She's come up with box one. Bookie's taking no risk whatsoever with her. She's currently $2.10. You've got the likes of White Sox Ethics and Marge Peddle in boxes five and seven, and they've been in great form at Richmond in recent weeks. And then go across to the first leg of the Quaddy, race five, last heat of the Oaks. Mama Josie, who ran a terrific race at the Meadows on Saturday night, was only run down in the last couple of strides by Invictus Rapper, but it's got box one, got plenty of early toe. I see it punching up in the early stages, probably being able to hold the lead. But I know Timmy Newbold, who will discuss these races on At the Boxes with me tonight, he's keen on Megalodon from box number three, and it's currently $7 as far as fixed odds betting is concerned. So races two, three, four, and five, first and second, all go through to the Oaks final 1 week later. It's worth $40,000 to the winner, Simon.
And how do the Derby heats shape up?
Equally as good. Have a look at the field for race number six, and I'm not kidding. Every one of these runners have a legitimate claim to say that they can win this race. Barking Bad, a Group 2 Gosford Gold Cup winner in one. Black Sky Ride, a pup on the rise for Anthony Asapati. Warcry races really well at Richmond. Magooly, a greyhound for Tony Brett coming down. It's drawn box four. Brad Hill Billy, the old warhorse, he's in five. Better Call Sloy, 30 and 50 winner at Richmond at its last start. Box seven, unlawful entry, perfectly drawn. He's a Group 1 winner and he holds the record, track record at two tracks. And then Winsome Mission, who went around in the Group 2 Bulleye Gold Cup final. She's the outsider at $21. Good luck finding the winner in this race. What a way to kick off the heats of the Derby. Look, I still can't make my mind up. I said it, you can have seven picks in this race and you could still miss the winner. That's how good a field it is. That's race six, first heat of the Group 2 Richmond Derby. Race number seven, the second heat, you've got Mac Tux drawn in box number one, Wicked Warrior. Been an outstanding form. It's won its last five. It's equal favourite at $2.70. Go across to race number nine, Patch Adam, a 30 and 40 winner at the track. Clock's Ticking drawn beside it in box number two. 250 Patch Adam, 280 about Clock's Ticking. And then Rippin' Hame up from Melbourne along with Nengar Flame. They're genuine chances to win that race. And race 10 on the card wraps it up. You've got the likes of Nengar Bear, Striker Klinsman, Mr. Eyes, Strixon, El Magnifico, and the odds-on favourite is Ritzolini. He's drawn box number eight. He is currently 180 as far as the market is concerned. And you've also got Royal Turbo drawn in box number two, who's a Christmas gift winner at Wentworth Park. And, again, tough race, great fields, and the club's been rewarded. I know we had the disappointment of postponement 1 week ago. I think the fields this week are even better. And both the final of the Oaks and the Derby will be held on Friday week. They're both worth $40,000 to the winner.
And alongside the Oaks and Derby heats, we had the Frank Kennedy Memorial.
Yeah, it's a race that the Richmond Race Club run every year in honour of Frank Kennedy, who did so much for the club going back, you know, 30-odd years ago. And it's a best eight over the 618 metres. And again, a tough field to assess here. Left pocket, coming off a really good fourth at Wentworth Park last Saturday night. It's drawn box number seven. She'll be flooding home in the latter stages if she can't find the lead from the outside draw. So I know it's a bit of an oxymoron there, but I'm not sure how she's going to go first up over the 618, whether she'll have enough pace to cross and lead them or whether she'll begin midfield and then work her way home. But she'll be tough to beat. Likewise, Egyptian Pirate off the inside and Orinka Alf drawn in box two. 10 events on the card at Richmond. As I said, I'll be there trackside for Sky Racing 1, but it is probably the meeting of the year at Richmond as far as they're concerned.
Gee whiz, yeah. And how do you think it'll go on Friday week? It'll only get better, won't it?
Well, it will, but the only problem is you've only got two of the feature races signed. So you've got first and second for each of the Derby and Oaks heats going through. And quite often you see this, you know, for me, the best night of the year at Sandown Park is Melbourne Cup heat night because you've got eight heats of that and you've got, you know, four heats of the Bold Trees. Likewise for the Meadows, you know, on Australian Cup heat night, we had eight heats of that and we had heats of the Australian Super Stage. You get to see all the good dogs and obviously everyone wants to win a final and the dogs have raced their way into it. But for me, some of these heat nights, they are what produced the best races of the year.
And watching some of the big guns topple out and not get through.
Well, and, you know, again, when you look at all-in markets, and that people like to take value and overs and all that sort of stuff, we don't have all-in markets for the Oaks and the Derby up at the moment. But that's where people can sort of cherry-pick the greyhound they think might get through to a final and might be $4 or $5 in a final, but an all-in market might be $15 or $16. So absolute top-class racing this Friday night at Richmond. And the first race there gets underway at 7:20 p.m.
And you'll take a good look at those races tonight on At The Boxes with Tim?
Certainly will. We're going to preview each of the heats of the Oaks and the Derby, as well as the Frank Kennedy Memorial. That's from Richmond Friday night. Jamie Ennis will be along to preview the Quaddy Leagues from Sandown Park on Thursday evening.
At The Boxes tonight on Sky 2 at 6 p.m.
Good on you, Simon.
Good on you, Duke. Look, enjoy Richmond on Friday night. We'll chat again next Wednesday.
All we can pray is that the rain stays away.
Well, the forecast, I think, is sort of looking promising, isn't it?
I've given up on weather forecast.
We'll keep the fingers crossed anyway, Duke, but enjoy the night.
Thanks, Simon.